हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम ओम सदा शिव समारंभाम् व्यासशंकरमध्यमपिशावहैः ओम शांति शांति शांति। सो In this chapter on Mahabhuta Prakaranam, where we analyze the elements, Vidyaranya Swami, now, these verses, recent verses we've been seeing, he pays attention to each and every element separately, even though it sounds very simple, even though it is, we may think why he is taking so much of time to unfold this, just helps us to be with each and every element and to see how it is mithya. It is very important to see every element being mithya. Only then we can understand how elemental, any elemental product is mithya. Only then we can see how our own physical body is mithya. Thereby we can see how the functions are mithya. How you can see how the thoughts are mithya, how even the emotions are mithya, how even the knowledge is mithya. When I say knowledge is mithya, I mean the manifest knowledge. Knowledge is also mithya. When I say jnanam is mithya, aham brahma asmi akhandakara vritti jnanam also is mithya. The knowledge aham brahma asmi, knowledge that I am, I, the self, am Brahman. It's like saying, wave is water, or the whole entire ocean is water. All that is, there is only water, is knowledge. Okay, like that. Aham Brahma Asmi, the entire universe is Brahma. Even this knowledge is also Purnam Jnanam. Knowledge of the truth, obtaining in the realm of thought is also Mithya. Then what is Satyam? The source of knowledge alone is Satyam. That's what we have to understand. And therefore we have to resolve everything there cognitively in the truth. And to be able to resolve everything in the truth, we have to resolve the very I sense first. See, please take it for granted. Without having cognitively resolved the I sense, there's no way of resolving the whole jagat in the universe, in the truth. So resolution is a cognitive. It is seeing the fact, you know, the wave is water. So also all the waves are water, entire ocean is water. Similarly, I am the truth. The entire object universe is the truth. Everything is essentially one and the same reality. This fact is important. Finally, arriving at the truth is what is Satyam. That is what is important here. Therefore, he really takes his own time to make us see how each and every element, even though it is available for experience, enjoyment, with all its properties, because anything which has a property, the property is also available for enjoyment and experience. Therefore, difficult to negate anything as something non-real. Nothing is unreal here. Really speaking, there is no such a thing called unreal at all. There is no such a thing called non-existence at all. Okay? There is only, therefore, what is not real then? That is what we need to understand. So he pay attention. How we have seen now, we have come up to the earth element last class. So we are in the verse number, we have seen space, with this property of sound is mithya. And then air with its own property of touch, and also with the borrowed property of sound, with the two properties, air is mithya. So also fire, with its own property plus the borrowed properties is mithya. So air, similarly fire with its own property of form, the borrowed properties of space and the air is also mithya. So also water with its own property of taste, the borrowed properties of space, fire and air, that was a mithya. And we have come up to the earth element, the grossest of the elements, most tangible element, which has its own property of gandha, smell. It also has the borrowed properties of other four elements. And this earth is also mithya. Why? Because no element enjoys its own existence. There is no such thing called existence of anything, because for anything to have enjoy its own existence, it must have its own substantiality. No element has substantiality of its own, therefore doesn't have existence of its own. Like, when you say water is the substance, you remove the water from the wave or the ocean. The word wave, there's no substance for the wave, substance for the word wave or the ocean. So non-substantial. Therefore, when the word wave or the form wave and the word wave, name wave, doesn't have substantiality of its own, therefore doesn't have existence of its own. Then it is mithya. It is as good as non-existent. Therefore, because experienced, we don't call it unreal. Bhuta bhautika mayanam. I'm reading the 98th verse. So we saw that beautiful verse and the thing. So these elements, this prithivi is the fifth element. And in that bhumi, what we saw? Bhumehe dasha amshataha nyunam brahmandam. Brahmandam bhumi madhyagam. This brahmanda is in the bhumi. And the brahmanda madhye tishtanti bhuvanani chaturdasha. 14 worlds remain in this brahmanda. And in this brahma, in this bhuvanam, okay, in this bhuvanam, in these worlds live all the living beings, creatures, pranidehaha, they, all these physical forms of different living creatures live in this, these worlds. And now, therefore, we can understand how brahmanda loka deheshu sadvastuni prithakrite. The existence is one. Existence as a noun is only one. Reality. Vastu is existence. Reality is existence. And that reality obtaining in the form of existence. Suppose if you cognitively remove Brahmanda Loka Deheshu Sadvastuni Prithakrite. The sentence is in Sati Saptami. When this absolute reality obtaining in the form of existence is cognitively removed from all of them, what will happen? Asantaha andadayaha bhantu. Tad bhane api iha kakshatihi. Tad abhane api. No? Tad abhane api iha kakshatihi. See, please listen here. Tad bhane api iha kakshatihi. So all these we can see how everything, Brahmanda, all Chaturdasha Bhavanani, all the Dehas, all of them being Mithya will become very clear for us. Even if they are not there, is there any distraction? Please understand, when you say, first you see the ocean, you see the waves, then you discover the water being the truth. Then you understand water is satyam. Oh, you know the water. Where is the ocean waves? Ocean waves are mithya. The only appearance of the only water. You understand. You cognitively, intellectually resolve the form, name and function called ocean in the truth called water. Then is anything destroyed there? Is anything which is destructible? Nothing is destroyed. Nothing is created also here. It's only appearance. It's only appearance. Similarly here, the Brahmanda, all the Bhuvanani, all the beings, they're only appearances. Nothing is created here. Nothing is, there's no such thing called destruction of anything here. That's made very clear. Now we'll see. 98 was I'm going to read now. భూత భౌతిక మాయానాం అసత్వేత్యంత వాసితే సద్వస్త్వద్వైతమిత్యేష ధీర్విపర్యేతి న క్వచిత్. భూత భౌతిక మాయానాం అసత్వేత్యంత వాసితే సద్వస్త్వద్వైతమిత్యేష ధీర్విపర్యేతి న క్వచిత్. సి భూత భౌతిక మాయానాం, భూతాని ఎలిమెంట్స్, భౌతికాని ఎలిమెంటల్స్ అండ్ మాయా. సి భూత భౌతికాని స్టాండ్ ఫార్ కార్య ప్రపంచ, మాయా స్టాండ్స్ ఫర్ కారణ ప్రపంచ. మాయా ఇస్ ది కాజ్ అండ్ భూత భౌతిక స్టాండ్ ఫార్ ది ఇఫెక్ట్స్. కాజ్ అండ్ ది ఇఫెక్ట్స్ ఆల్ ఆర్ మిథ్యా. కాజ్ ఈజ్ మిథ్యా, ఇఫెక్ట్ ఇస్ ఆల్సో మిథ్యా. ఓకే, బట్ వాట్ ఈస్ సత్యం దెన్? కార్య కారణ విలక్షణం బ్రహ్మ సత్యం. సో ద ట్రూత్ విచ్ ఇస్ డిస్టింక్ట్ ఫ్రమ్ ది కాజ్ అండ్ ది ఇఫెక్ట్ అలోన్ ఇస్ సత్యం. మాయానాం అసత్వే అత్యంత వాసితే. వెన్ యు అండర్స్టాండ్ దట్ దిస్ మాయా, ది పవర్ ఆఫ్ ద రియాలిటీ, ద కాజ్ ఆఫ్ ది మేనిఫెస్టేషన్ ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ ఇస్ మిథ్యా, మీన్స్ ది ఎంటైర్ ఆల్ ది మేనిఫెస్టేషన్స్ ఆల్సో మిథ్యా హియర్. విల్ బికమ్స్ వెరీ క్లియర్ వాట్ ఇస్ సత్యం దెన్? సద్వస్తు అద్వైతం. Sadvastu, the reality obtaining in the form of existence alone is what? Iti satyam. This is one, not secondless, non-dual reality. Iti viparidhihi na kvachit viparya. This dihi kvachit na viparya means what? This vision of the fact that existence is one non-dual reality, this will remain forever. The remain means what? This will not change. See, after having understood the fact, what is the truth, will it change? So understanding of the fact will never change. That will be the same. Of course, that the knowledge also will resolve as mithya. That's a different thing. But still, the knowledge of any fact will not change. And here, reality being one and non-dual, that the vision of that fact of reality being one and the non-dual will not change. Sadadvaitat prithak bhute dvaite bhumyadi rupini. Sadadvaitat prithak bhute dvaite bhumyadi rupini. తదర్థక్రియాలోకే యథా దృష్టా తథైవ సా. తదర్థక్రియాలోకే యథా దృష్టా తథైవ సా. Now, suppose jnanam takes place. Now, when knowledge takes place, when the vision of the truth becomes very clear, then what happens then? Will there be the perception of duality or not? Will there be perception of duality? Will perception of duality, experience of the plurality, the multiplicity, all the actions and everything, would be there or not? Of course, everything will continue to be there as before knowledge. Before the knowledge takes place, when you are in ignorance, how you experience the duality, how you experience the plurality, how you experience relative, you have identity, relative identity, everything will be there. Even after jnanam, you know, when you, suppose if you happen to travel somewhere, go somewhere, you have to show the passport and you have to say that you are so and so. You can't say after jnanam, I come after jnanam, aham brahma asmi. I don't have power. You can't have it. So even after jnanam, everything has to continue like before. Nothing changes. But what happens? Change is cognitive change. Perspective change. Change happens only in your perspective. Change happens only in your jnanam. Nothing changes. Everything will be the same here. So what it is said here? Sadadvaita pruthak bhute dvaite bhumyadi rupini tattadartha kriya loke yatha drishta tathaivasa yatha drishta tathaivasa tattadartha kriya yatha drishta. No, how exactly it was seen before. Before what? Before this vision became very clear. Before the vision of the non-duality of the reality became very clear. Before it became very clear. In the ignorance, when you were in ignorance, how everything was the tattadartha kriya. All those objects which were there before, how they were functioning, how the actions were happening, how the things, the changes were happening, all those things in the world, tat tad artha kriya, okay, no, all practical, no, how tat tad artha kriya means what? What you have to be doing practically, okay, all those things, what are happening before, tatha tatha evasa. Yatha puram drishta kriya tatha evasa. All those actions, all those activities, all those functions, all those experiences, all those enjoyments, all those things will continue to be there exactly how it was before. Yatha pura tatha anantaram api. Jnanat puram yatha tatha jnanat anantaram api. What was before, same thing will continue to be there after the jnanam also. Which means, the perception of duality was there before jnanam. Perception of duality will be there even after jnanam. Perception of experience of the plurality of beings was there before, it will be there after jnanam also. Before there were the pairs of opposites, after jnanam also there will be pairs of opposites. Afterwards, you won't have or what? After jnanam also, there will be experience of pairs of opposites. There will be heat, there will be cold, there will be pain, there will be pleasure, there will be everything. Experience of pairs of opposites will be there after jnanam also. Nothing changes. The world will be exactly how it was before jnanam. No, there's no change or whatsoever happens on the part of the jnanam. Okay, that's fine. Then what change happens then? Where does the change happen? That is what, no, change happens only in your understanding, cognitive, purely cognitive change, perspective change. Therefore, it is said here, tattad artha kriya yatha loke drishta tatha evasa. Where kriya is a feminine gender, that's why yatha drishta tatha evasa drishyate anantaramapi. It's the same afterwards also. When it happened, he says, sad advaitat prithakrite. Dvaite bhumyadi rupini. Okay? Dvaite means, indeed, there is no, even after having recognized, discerned the reality and having understood, having had a clear vision of the oneness of the reality, non-duality of the reality, secondlessness of the reality, even after that, prithakrite, how cognitively, still, dvaite bhumyadi rupini, okay, the perception of the duality, I am here, there is a world, I am the knower, the world is the known, this perception of duality, experience of duality will not go. It will continue to be, when it is there, everything will continue to be there as it was before. Nothing will change. So, a lot of people think, once jnanam takes place, means they think knowledge is an event. Okay? knowledge of the truth is not one particular event happening on a punyakale, subetitav, shubhayam titav, one fine day, under one fine tree, sitting there, knowledge takes place, suddenly everything changes. Such a thing will not happen. When you start studying Shastram, some punyam you have, exposed to Shastra study. You have punyam you have, you're able to understand. If you have more punyam, you continue to be there in the Shastram, even if it, you feel find it boring. And if your punyam is there, you won't find it boring. You hold on to Shastram. You continue, and repeatedly. See, we have a person here called Pavlos, and he has finished all the Bhagavad Gita home study, one round, second round. Okay? He's going to go for third round. There are people like that. You know, repeatedly you study. What is there to understand repeatedly? Repeatedly when you study, you didn't understand last time, suddenly something, you see something new always. Because you must be very sharp and subtle to pick up the few subtle things there. So repeated study helps you understand, the clarity always enhances. That is there. But once, that all is dependent on the punya only. So here, what happens, it is not a only growing, enhancing clarity. And there is a point, it cannot enhance anymore. This is the final understanding, okay? It's always Shastra study, it contributes for enhancing clarity. And there's a point comes, no? This is how the truth is, this is what the world is, this is how the matter is, and ultimately, where is the matter? If you close your eyes, the world does disappear. Which means, closing your eyes means when you say, if there is no manifestation of knowledge in terms of I am, where is the Jagat? Tell me. The simple understanding. Where is the Jagat for you? What Jagat can you talk about? What relationship can you talk about? What friendship can you talk about? What people can you talk about? What attachment can you talk about? What fear can you talk about? What desire can you talk about? No? What care and concern you have for children can you talk about? Affection can you talk about? If there is no such a thing called knowledge of existence of one's own self in terms of I am, that jnanam obtained of a thought, a vritti, it doesn't rise. That jnanam is not there. Where does the world exist? Where is the world for you? I'm so worried about the daughter and son and the people and all of them. So world, where is the world for you? It's all that, isn't it? It's all only when there is jnanam, I am, there is a world, there are people, there are relatives, my people, other people, ours, others, you know, the mine and not mine, sense of belonging, the affection and attachment, the worry and the pain and everything is there only when there is I am. That is why non-ponal ellam pogum. License goes, everything goes. They'll say that. That is why people say give up ahankara. We cannot give up ahankara. Understand what this I am. Okay, you resolve it cognitively. In the wake of knowledge of what I am, you can see the whole Jagat is that same truth only. So nothing changes, only perspective change happens here. Therefore, everything will continue to be as it is. The perception changes, perspective change happens, cognitive change is there, thereby all the wrong notions you have about the self, you have about the world, they resolve. You don't give up anything here, they resolve on their own. All the wrong notions resolve. What is freedom. What is only peace. What is only objectivity. In situations don't change. In non-internalizing, you are free. In internalizing, you are bound. In ignorance, you internalize. You are subjective. In knowledge, you are objective, you don't internalize. That's all the difference. Therefore, he says, everything will continue to be as it was before. ஓகே. சாங்க்ய காணாத போத்தாத்யைஹி ஜகத் பேதோ யதா யதா. சாங்க்ய காணாத போத்தாத்யைஹி ஜகத் பேதோ யதா யதா. உத்ப்ரேக்ஷதே நேகயுக்த்யா பவத்யேஷ ததா ததா. சாங்க்ய காணாத போத்தாத்யைஹி ஜகத் பேதோ யதா யதா. உத்ப்ரேக்ஷதேனு உத்ப்ரேக்ஷதேனேகயுக்த்யா பவத்யேஷ ததா ததா பவத்வேஷ ததா ததா. ரீட் அகைன். சாங்க்ய காணாத போத்தாத்யைஹி ஜகத் பேதோ யதா யதா. உத்ப்ரேக்ஷதே நேகயுக்த்யா பவத்வேஷ யத்ததா ததா பவத்வேஷ ததா ததா. சோ சாங்க்ய காணாத பௌத்த ஆத்ய, சோ இட்ஸ் ஆல்சோ ஆதிசப்தம், சோ எக்ஸெட்ரா. சோ நவ் இன் திஸ் வேர்ஸ் வித்யாரண்ய சுவாமி மென்ஷன்ஸ் த பீப்புள் ஆஃப் டிஃபரெண்ட் ஸ்கூல்ஸ் ஆஃப் தாட். There are people, okay, Sankhya philosophy, people who are given to the school of thought of Sankhya, called Sankhya Matam, then Kanada Matam, then Bauddha Matam. Matam itself means a school of thought, an opinion, a view. Matam is a participle which means an opinion, a view. So, a particular thought they have about something. That's why different schools of thought. So, Advaitam is not a school of thought at all. When Advaitam is not a school of thought, that's why it doesn't come under any ism. Okay? It's not a school of thought. It is not a view. It is not a contention. It is not an opinion. A view, a contention is subject to differ from person to person. Fact is not subject to differ from person to person. Advaitam is not a view of a person. Advaitam is a fact to be understood by any mind. It can be understood by any mind. Therefore, which cannot differ from person to person. Either you know or you do not know. You can be knowledge, you can know the fact, or you can be ignorant of the fact. You cannot have different facts. Fact is something either understood, it is understood or it is not understood. Known or unknown, that's all. There can't be difference here. So he says, the Sankhya Kanada Bauddha Adhya. So Adi Shabda stands for, he mentioned so many other schools of thought also. So can the 12 Darshanani, okay, totally actually you can say 11. The 10, 12 means the Vedanta also included there. Vedanta Darshanam. But you can leave Vedanta. Okay, it's not a school of thought. All the Astika Darshanani, 6, and the Nastika Darshanani, also 6 you can say. In fact, in the Nastika Darshanani, Bauddhas themselves are 4. Okay, 4 people are Bauddhas. So all of them, different schools of thought are implied by the one word, Adya Shabda. Except Vedanta, okay? So, Sankhya, Kanada, Bauddha, all of them have their own views. Jagat Bhedaha, Yatha Yatha. So, Jagat Bhedaha means what? Each one has their own Bhedaha, in the sense, each one has one's own theory of creation. Each one has one's own view of the reality of the world. So they all have their own views of the world and the nature of reality, etc., etc. They have hold on to different theories of creation also. So all of them have the idea with the theory of creation. And that is why, Sankhya, Kanada, and then Bauddha. So Kanadaha means Kanada Rishihi is the founder of the Vaisheshika Matham. It is a Vaisheshika. So Sankhya, Vaisheshika, then Bauddha, and all this, and so on. Okay, we can say all the 10 schools. We can say all the people, Astika Darshanani, Nastika Darshanani, all different schools of thought, people of all schools of thought, all of them have their own different views of the universe and the, and its reality. But Jagat Bedaha Yatha Yatha, then Utprekshyate Aneka Yuktya. Utprekshyate Aneka Yuktya. Okay, it is Utprekshyate means it is viewed. Utprekshana means viewing. Okay, they all see the world and its reality from their own standpoint. From their own standpoint, they all hold on to their own views, different points of view. Utprekshyate. Okay, bhavatu yeshaha. Okay, it means, what does it mean? Let them all, now anybody can have any view. Nobody can be denied to have their own view from their own standpoint. Okay, let them all have their views, no problem. Bhavatu yesha yuktihi. Okay, let all the views of all these philosophers from their own standpoint. Let the views be there, so what? Because nobody's view is denied the standpoint of the Advaita. Okay? You can have a view. One thing is, but we only say this mithya. That's all. Your view is not denied. What you reveal is not, from your standpoint, your view is correct. No problem. All the views of all the philosophers can be accommodated by an Advaiti because the Vedanta Shastram does not contradict any of these views. Why doesn't contradict? If Vedanta Shastram also has its own theory of creation, then Vedanta would have contradicted the other schools of thought. Now, according to Vedanta, there is no creation at all. Therefore, Vedanta does not have a theory of creation of its own. Therefore, Vedanta does not contradict any of the school. Okay, let them all have. But whatever view is there, we say any view is what? Imithya. Any view is possible. Any view is possible. Only you must be there for you to hold on to your view. Over here, let all of them be there, no problem. And therefore, from the standpoint of the vision of the truth, okay, we always accommodate what? All the thoughts can be there. All the views can be there in the world. Nothing is affected. The vision of the fact cannot be changed, disturbed, distracted, disturbed by any holding on to any view. Okay, in the way they all can be there. Why? Because what he says, how can you say that they all, let them all have their own views of the world, the creation? We have no problem. Suppose if Vedanta also had its own theory of creation, suppose it is but have been a different theory of creation, then being different, if we are different from other theories of creation, then there would have been what? There would have been a dispute. There would have been a quarrel. There would have been this difference of opinion, isn't it? Vedanta does not have any difference of opinion with anybody. Anybody can have any opinion, any view, any contention of the world and the reality. Because Vedanta does not have any view. Vedanta does not have any contention. Vedanta only reveals the fact. Only fact. Vedanta is a fact. Fact means it's something to be understood. That's all. It is doesn't differ. Vedanta does not have a theory of creation of the world. Because Vedanta doesn't believe in the creation. According to Vedanta, there's no creation at all. Where is the creation? There's only manifestation. There's nothing is created. Nothing is destroyed. We understood already. Kakshatihi. What is created here? You only see, you see the, what is the reality of the whole. Reality obtains in the form of existence. Existence is the reality. Sadvastu is reality. Okay? The sat is the vastu. Sat, the existence, is the vastu, reality. Apart with whatever is what? Mithya. Mithya means what? It doesn't have independent existence of its own. So what is created here? And what sadvastu? Sadvastu is in the form of the pure knowledge. So what is it created here? Nothing is created here. What is it destroyed here? Nothing is destroyed here. There's no creation, there's no destruction. Whatever is only manifestation, appearance of the only truth. Innumerable varieties of appearances of the only reality. This is what Vedanta says. There's no creation means Vedanta does not have theory of creation of its own. Therefore, Vedanta doesn't differ from other schools of thought. Differing is possible if Vedanta also had its own school of thought. Vedanta also had its own theory of creation. There's no theory of creation. Therefore, there's no difference. Let anybody have their own view. Vedanta can be friendly. Vedanta is world friendly, Jagat friendly, all friendly. Why? Because Vedanta doesn't differ from any school of thought. Why? Because Vedanta doesn't even have a theory of creation of its own. But once Vedanta can say any theory is mithya. Theory is a view. A view is nothing from a given standpoint. Within the realm of the mithya world, from different standpoints, even anything can be said to be right. Relatively, everyone is right. Relatively. From the standpoint of their own standpoint, everyone is right. Relatively right. Absolutely, what is right is, only one truth. This is what is Vedanta reveals. Therefore it says, Bhavatu Nama. Yatha Yatha. Tatha Tatha. So Bedaha Eshaha Bhavatu. Let there be differences of difference in the views of the world of all these philosophers. Doesn't matter. No problem. Utprekshate Aneka Yuktya. So, without any problem, we can accept all the different views of all the schools of thought from their standpoints, because there are only a school of thought is a school of thought. That's all. Okay. Why? Because the world is satyam. The world is satyam. World is real. How real it is? Empirically real, objectively real, relatively real. We can say, Vyavaharikataya Jagat Satyam. Okay, empirically real. Can you say world is unreal? No, we never say world is unreal. World is empirically real, objectively real, relatively real, absolutely world is mithya, it is not real. Which means it is as though. Because it doesn't have existence, independent existence of its own. Okay. Go to the next verse. Because there is no substance called world. Okay, there is no substance called world. World is a non-substantial word. substance is sat. Sat is consciousness, and consciousness is the reality here. Jnanam. Avajnatam sadadvaitam nishankairanyavadibhihi. Avajnatam sadadvaitam nishankairanyavadibhihi. Yevam kakshatirasmakam tadvaitamavajanatam. Yevam kakshatirasmakam tadvaitamavajanatam. Avajnatam sadadvaitam. Avajnatam sadadvaitam nishankairanyavadibhihi. Yevam kakshatirasmakam tadvaitamavajanatam. Avajnatam sadadvaitam nishankairanyavadibhihi. Yevam kakshatirasmakam tadvaitamavajanatam. He says, sat advaitam avajnatam. Sat means the abstract reality obtaining in the form of existence, which is pure consciousness, which is non-dual reality, the one secondous non-dual reality obtaining in the form of existence, which is nothing but existence is pure knowledge. And this has been understood. Avajnatam. Avajnatam means avagacchati. See, avajanati is the present tense verb. Avajnata is the participle, understood. Avajnata means clearly understood. Sat advaitam, sat avajnatam. What has understood? The reality obtaining in the form of existence being non-dual. One non-dual. The absolute reality, abstract reality obtaining in the form of existence being non-dual has been clearly understood. And how? Nishankaihi. Nishankaha means doubt. Nishankaihi. We have been clearly understood means without any doubts. Doubtlessly, clearly it has been understood that the abstract reality obtaining in the form of existence is non-dual reality. Non-dual means what? There is no second reality other than existence. And that existence is nothing but pure knowledge. What is existence here? What is existence? What is sat here? Existence is knowledge. There is no existence. With reference to ocean, what is existence? What is the meaning of the word existence with reference to ocean? Water. With reference to ocean, the meaning of the word existence is water. With reference to, you know, with reference to pot, the meaning of the word existence is clay. With reference to ornament, meaning of the word existence is gold. With reference to furniture, meaning of the word existence is wood. And we can say all these terms are relative, okay? Relative existence. But absolute existence, the existence with reference to this entire cosmos. Living beings, non-living things, elements, elemental, the existence with reference to this entire cosmos, his absolute existence, is what only one vastu, that is consciousness. Existence with reference to the entire cosmos is consciousness only. And that is non-dual, non-dual, secondless reality. Advaitam sat, but now avajnatam. So that therefore the existence, the reality, abstract reality obtaining in the form of existence, being the pure consciousness, has been clearly, doubtlessly understood. Okay, then anyavadibhi kakshatihi asmakam. Now, when we are very clear in our vision of the fact, whatever anyavadi means, what the people of other schools of thought who are holding on to their own views and contentions, and who are given, who are highly argumentative, the people highly argumentative, vehemently argumentative, who hold on to their own views, by them, let them have. Once you are very clear, are you going to quarrel with them? No. We let them have. But kakshatihi asmakam. Kakshatihi means, what problem is going to be there for us? What can they do to us? Kakshatihi, what destruction is there for us? What harm is there for us? What problem is there for us? Kakshatihi asmakam. Namakki enna thumbum irikkirudhu. Kakshatihi, no trouble, no harm, no destruction, no problem. If once your head is very clear, your vision is very clear, then how hundred, let them have all the views. Any number of people can hold on to their own views. Those views in no way can affect us, afflict us, trouble us, harm us, destroy us in any way. Because yours is the vision of the fact. They all have their own views. Views are relative. Understand? Therefore here, nishankai, therefore anyavadibhi evam kakshat kakshatihi asmakam. Asmakam kakshatihi, what is there for us? What problem do we have because of others? What affliction do we have? What harm do we have? They cannot do any harm to us, afflict us, or cause any problem for us. It means nothing can shake our vision. Okay, no view of anybody can shake our vision. Our vision is unshakable. That's what he means. Why? Because tad dvaitam avajanatam. It means we understand what duality is. We understand duality. Dvaitam avajanatam. We understand what duality is, how duality is not real, how non-duality is real, how advaitam satyam dvaitam mithya. We have satyam mithya difference very clearly. We do not say dvaitam is unreal. We say dvaitam is not unreal for us. Dvaitam is mithya. Advaitam is satyam. And we have this clear understanding. How do we have? What is the pramanam? Shastram pramanam. And this shastra pramanam, we have this clear understanding. How shastram is the pramanam? What understanding we have? In coming to this understanding, in throughout the study also, we find nowhere, no teaching, no aspect of the teaching contradicted our reasoning also. Therefore, there's a reasoning involved. The vision, clear vision we have of the satyam and the mithya, there is, the reasoning is involved. Shastram also is pramanam there for us. Therefore, and then our own, now what? We have shruti pramanam, yukti pramanam, and anubhava pramanam. Shrutihi, yuktihi, anubhavaha. With all these threefold means, with the help of the Shruti, and use with the help of the Shruti, supported by our own reasoning, and also what? Without Shruti, reasoning wouldn't have helped us. Okay? Shruti with our own reasoning, and without, we see throughout the study, nowhere the teaching contradicted our reasoning. Therefore, and also Anubhava also. Now we see Anubhava also, with three pramanams, we have what now? Clear doubt-free understanding. What is it? What is satyam? What is mithya? How the whole jagat is mithya? Duality we experience is mithya. Without denying, undoing anything we are experiencing and perceiving, accepting the whole duality, what we are perceiving as mithya, as though real, and we also clearly see the vision, clearly see the fact of the abstract reality obtaining in the form of existence, being non-dual reality, the consciousness. Only non-dual reality. Therefore, for us, let the whole world have their own views. Their views in no way can do any harm to us, or it can afflict us. Why? Our vision is strengthened. Strong, clear vision, unshakable vision. Why? We have three pramanams. Shruti pramanam, we have Shrutihi, Shastram as the pramanam. We have our own Yuktihi, reasoning. And we also have what? Anubhava. Anubhava backed by, now Shruti is the first pramanam for us. Next. That's what for we say, is always, I used to say before also, even to see something very subtle, without your own seeing power also, binocular or in a microscope will be of no use, it will be useless without your seeing power. Your seeing power without the binocular or microscope will be incomplete, will be inadequate. Not be sufficient to see things. With both, you can have the clear understanding of what is far from you, what is minute also. Similarly here, your own intellect without the Shastra Pramana will be inadequate. But without your Buddhi, Shastra will be of no use. Isn't it? So Shastra, through the Shastra Pramana, with your own reasoning also, with your Anubhava also, we have the clear vision of the reality obtaining in the form of existence is non-dual reality. It means, see, because there are more in number, so many people have so many views. The majority, okay, even the majority of the people have different views, so should we be shaken by that? That is why seeing the crowd never get confused, okay? We have this problem. If more people follow something, we also want to follow them. The more people have the views, and we will be shaken. Oh, many people follow him. Many people follow this. Maybe they are right. We get confused. Doesn't matter. Even the whole world is given to a certain view also. Our understanding of the Shastra teaching should not be shaken. That's what is implied in this verse 101. Dvaita vajna susthita chet. Dvaita vajna susthita chet. Advaite dhisthira bhavet. Dvaita vajna susthira chet. Susthita chet advaite dhisthira bhavet. Sthairye tasya pumanesah jivan mukta itiryate. Sthairye tasya pumanesah jivan mukta itiryate. Nowadays, It's all very important because even here, people come and talk to me. Wherever, whichever part of the world we go, people come and tell me, Swamiji, have you heard about this person? Have you heard about this person? This person tells this, this person does this. No, you must be really, must a lot, tremendous amount of patience to listen to what they say and still without reacting to keep quiet and smile at them and come back. You know, because the more you understand, you know how rubbish everything is. If you say anything, it is not because of, there's no lack. All the patience, Bhagavan, all the thing the Shastram gives, can just listen and remain quiet non-reactively. Because people, they go Purushartha Nischaya. He comes, he does this, he gives this. No, so many people give to so many things. But they're not bad people, not wrong people, because no Purushartha Nischaya. They're given to still so many things. Anyway, so see what this verse says. Dvaita avagnya. Dvaita avagnya. Dvaita avagnya. Susthita chet. See, avagnya means understanding. Understanding of duality is very clear. What is there? Duality is mithya. That is the understanding of duality. Dvaita avagnya. Dvaita avagnya susthita. Sthita means firm. Susthita means very firm, doubtlessly clear. Chet means if, yadi. Chet means yadi, if understanding of the duality being mithya is very clear, very firm in understanding of the duality being mithya is very firm and doubt free. Dvaita avagnya, avagnya means understanding. Avagnya is equal to avagnanam. Avagnanam means understanding. Dvaita avagnya susthita chet. If the understanding, knowledge of the duality being mithya is very clear, then advaite dhihi sthira bhavet. Dhihi, the intellect will abide in what? No? Dhihi, your buddhi, your intellect will Advaite sthira bhavet. Your knowledge in Advaitam, the knowledge of the vision of non-duality of the reality will become much clearer, will be firm also. Duality being mithya is very clear, then reality being non-dual will become very clear. Okay? The duality which is experienced and perceived, being mithya is very clear, doubt-free, then reality being non-dual also will become what? Very clear. Understand the reality, then see how the world is mithya, and after understanding the duality being mithya, you can understand what? Oh, definitely reality is non-dual. So he says, dvaita avijna susthita chet dhihi advaite sthira bhavet. Understanding in terms of understanding of the non-duality of the reality will be clear and firm. Sthira. The jnanam will be sthiram jnanam. Dihi will be sthira dihi. Dihi means knowledge. Knowledge of the Advaitam. Knowledge of the reality being non-dual will be firm, doubt-free, ascertained knowledge. Tasyaha sthairye. When that knowledge of the non-duality of the reality is ascertained and firm and clear, that is there, Yeshaha Puman Jivan Muktaha Iti Iryate. The man of such understanding, The person who has such an understanding, the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality being non-dual, understanding the world being, the duality being mithya, such a person, iti iryate, is said to be jivan muktaha. Who is jivan muktaha? The person who is free while living. The person is liberated while living. While living in this body, being endowed with the physical body, mind, sense complex. In spite of having the physical limitations, emotional limitations, intellectual limitations, even being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, which are subject to all limitations, with all the limit being and the limited body, mind, sense complex also, this person is limitless. He is free from all limitations. So being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, being identified with the body, mind, sense complex, you can't help being a limited being. But this person is being endowed with the body, mind, sense complex, subject to limitations also. This person is limitless. This person is free from all limitations. Jivaneva, he is free from limitations. He is muktaha. He is jivaneva muktaha. Why? Because his vision of the fact, what now? The non-duality of the reality is very firm and ascertained. Sthira. How? Because his understanding of the duality always being mithya also is very clear for him. See, duality is not removed here. Duality doesn't go. Even after jnanam, duality will continue to be there. But what was real for him before? Now before jnanam, duality was very real. Plurality was very real. Divisions were real. Differences were real. What was real before, everything is now mithya for him. I am ahamidam division was very real before jnanam. Now it is not real. It is mithya. Now, jiva jagat bheda is mithya. Jiva jiva bheda is mithya. Jiva ishara bheda is mithya. Jagat ishara bheda is mithya. All the divisions and differences are mithya. The experiences are mithya. My God, the pain is mithya, pleasure is mithya, anger is mithya, fear is mithya, all the emotions are mithya. You know, hunger is mithya, thirst is mithya, every emotional need is mithya, biological need is mithya, every problem is mithya, you know, all the pain is mithya, pleasure is mithya, everything is mithya for him, which means it is. Seeing everything being mithya means seeing that everything, there is satyam which is free from everything. And that what is mithya? Therefore, dvaita avajna susthita for him. This duality which I'm perceiving and all those differences and the experiences which go with this, the world of duality, also mithya. And that becomes very clear for him. That there's no doubt at all for him. Which means, what it presupposes, the dvaitam being mithya is very clear, means that presupposes his, this doubtlessness, his ascertained understanding of the non-advaitam. So, advaitam, then advaite sthira, dihi sthira. His understanding of the, his vision of the non-duality of the reality is ascertained, doubt-free. And a person who is endowed with that vision is said to be jivan muktaha. Jivan muktaha iti iryate. Tasyaha sthairye. Okay, the person who has no doubt in such a vision of non-duality being the reality, and he is a jivan muktaha. Now, Bhagavad Gita verse, Vidyaranya Swami repeats in this. येषा ब्राह्मी स्थितिः पार्थ नैनाम् प्राप्य विमुह्यति स्थित्वा स्यामन्तकालेऽपि ब्रह्म निर्वाणमृच्छति. Vidyaranya Swami literally has borrowed this verse from Bhagavad Gita. Every word in this verse is Bhagavad Gita word only. The whole verse is from Bhagavad Gita itself. He has just taken the verse and put it here in this context to go with this, to match this teaching here. So, Yesha Brahmi Sthitihi. He Partha. No? Bhagavan says here, He Partha Arjuna. This is called as what? Brahmi Sthitihi. What is Brahmi Sthitihi? Being endowed with the clear, doubt-free, ascertained vision of the reality being non-dual and the duality of the world and the perception of duality being mithya. What is perceived and experienced, what seems to be real is not real. This is mithya. And in spite of perceiving the duality, the person is what? There is reality which is non-dual and the only reality of everything here. And the person who is being endowed with this vision is called what? Brahmi Sthitihi. And the Yenam Prapya Navimuhyati, once this understanding happens, understanding becomes very clear, again there will not be any delusion at all. Because the doubt comes. We study in school and colleges. We study and study and study, memorize. We study very clearly, right? Go to the exams, write exams, pass the exams, get first class distinction, come out to the university, and after some years, we may forget things. We have to ask. Sometimes, some doctors tell me, they were very exponent doctors. No, I had everything. I saw practice for some time. Now I forgot certain things. I don't know. No, I had to ask my son, who is a son, doctor now. What does it mean? Now that they don't know things. They know how to, they do have quite a lot of knowledge. But still, a lot of things they forget. They're not very clear about. In what they studied, they had very clear knowledge once upon time. Certain things they do forget, they don't know. But here, is it possible to forget such a vision? Is it possible to get confused again and deluded again? No. Afterwards, once you have clear, ascertained, doubt-free vision of the fact of reality being non-dual, the whole duality being mithya, non-real. Okay, this is very clear. Non-duality being real, non-dual reality being real, and the perceived duality being mithya is very clear, then na vimuhyati, one can never get deluded again. Again, there will not be lack of discriminative understanding at all. The discriminative knowledge the person has, what is satyam, what is mithya, will be there forever. It will not go. Okay? But that means what? As long as he is alive, he will have that discriminative understanding. Once the body goes, then that person's mind also goes, he becomes a Videha Mukta. He'll be liberated for good. He'll be free from bondage for good. He says, asyam sthitva antakale api. And until the, once this vision is very clear, until the last breath, until his last breath, as long as Prarabdha is there, this person is alive. But when he is alive, throughout his life, he remains in this what? Clear vision, which is what? Which is the clear vision of duality being mithya, non-duality being satya. He lives in this vision, asyam sthitva. Again, there's no more delusion. He never loses this discriminative understanding of what is satyam, what is mithya. Until his last breath, he lives with this vision without any doubt. Okay, asyam sthitva antakale api brahma nirvanam richati. When the prarabdha ends, antakala means when the prarabdha comes to an end, when the person has to leave the physical body, then he attains videha mukti, he called brahma nirvanam. He attains videha mukti means what? Means he will not assume again another body and be born here. There's no more body for him. And what happens to the person? He will remain one with Brahma. He will remain Brahma. Brahma Nirvanam. And remaining Brahma means not being born again, not be subject to have individuality again is not possible. And he will remain as the reality, one with Brahma. He remain as Brahma means he is ever free. It's called a Nirvanam. And being ever free is what now? Doesn't become free. He continues to be free. Okay, that's called not taking body again is called Videha Mukti. He attains Videha Mukti, Brahma Nirvanam Richati. He attains Brahma Nirvanam. See, as long as this Ajnanam is there, half Ajnanam is there, the uncreated beginningless Ajnanam is there, so long this there can be Ahankara. Ahankaram is what? Half this manifestation of knowledge, Aham, is what? Half knowledge will be possible. Aham Asmi. And so long will there be, the mind will survive. When this jnanam becomes purnam, ardha jnanam becomes purnam jnanam, ardha vidya becomes purna vidya, when this aham asmi becomes aham brahma asmi jnanam, then the knowledge is complete. In complete knowledge, mind will resolve. But paravdha ends, again mind will not survive after the purna jnanam. When the mind is not there, assumption of another body is not there. When is the mind, how is the mind totally resolved for good? If you ask me the question, Shastram gives an answer. As long as Antakaranam survives, so long will there be Jiva, Jivatvam. So long will there be body. So long will there be birth and death of the body. In between Paratha. But once the mind is resolved, there no more birth. For the mind to be resolved, their mind must have this Purna Jnanam. Aham Asmi is Ardha Jnanam, Aham Brahma Asmi is the Purna Jnanam. In Purna Jnanam, I am is half knowledge, I am Brahman, what I am is what? I mean, Purna Jnanam, their mind will resolve. What is it which helps to resolve the mind? Aham Asmi Jnanam is Ardha Jnanam. Aham Brahma Asmi is the Purna Jnanam. In Purna Jnanam, poor mind cannot settle. Mind cannot be there afterwards. That's why that wise person's mind continues to be there in the body. How long? As long as Parabdha is there. When Parabdha is over, mind has to leave. When the mind leaves, because that mind which leaves the physical body already has the Purnam Jnanam, therefore mind will resolve for good. There's no more body. That is called Videha Muktihi, Brahma Nirvanam Richati. Brahma Nirvanam Richati means he remains as limitless reality forever. This is Videha Muktihi. Sadadvaite nrute, Yadanyonyaikyavikshanam Sadadvaite nrute dvaite Yadanyonyaikyavikshanam Tasyantakalastadbhedabuddhirevanachetaraha Sadadvaite nrute dvaite Yadanyonyaikyavikshanam தஸ்யாந்த காலஸ்தத்பேத புத்திரேவ ந சேதரஹ. ஓகே, சோ தி ப்ரீவியஸ் வர்ஸ், வாட் ஹேப்பன்ஸ் டு தி பர்சன் ஹூஸ் மைண்ட் which is there. See, when you are born a human being, you are already born with half knowledge. Thank God we don't need to work very hard to have the half knowledge. Bhagavan has done the homework. Bhagavan has already sent us with the half knowledge, isn't it? As a human being, the poor animals had to very struggle and struggle and struggle. They had to have the human body, human mind, to be blessed with this half knowledge, aham asmi. Okay, we already have. The whole life, all that we need to do is we have to make this half knowledge complete, total knowledge. And for which, study Shastram, live a life of Dharma, prepare your mind and do Shravanam, Mananam, Nidhyasanam, you know, etc., etc. We have this base, attain Jnanam. Therefore, this Jnanam is there and afterwards mind has to resolve, then therefore there is a Videha Mukti. Suppose, if the half knowledge continues to be there as half knowledge, does not become Purnam Jnanam, Purna Vidya, what happens then? Don't worry, there will be repeatedly, there will be Jivatvam. There will be status of being the Jiva will continue to be there. The enjoying the status of being the Jiva means being subject to limitations. That also cannot help. Then there will be duality. Perception of duality will be real forever. As long as Ajnanam is there, the duality will be very real. It's very difficult to see. It's very subtle, very, very subtle fact to see the duality which I'm experiencing, I'm enjoying is not real. It needs a lot of, it takes a lot of sharpness and subtleness of the antakaranam. The word is said here in this verse. சத் அத்வைதே அன்ருதே த்வை அன்ருதே த்வைதே யது அன்யோன்ய ஐக்கிய வீக்ஷணம் அன்யோன்ய ஐக்கிய வீக்ஷணம் தஸ்ய அந்த காலஹ தத் பேத புத்திஹி ஏவ நச்ச இதரஹ. So he says, Sat Advaite Anrute Dvaite Yad Anyonya Aikya Vikshanam Anyonya Aikya Vikshanam. Here Sat being Advaitam, Advaitam being Sat, and Dvaitam being Mithya. Dvaitam Anritam, Advaitam Satyam. Sat Advaitam, Anritam Dvaitam. To say what now? Sadadvaite Nrite Dvaite. Advaitam being real, and Dvaitam being Mithya. Anrita means Mithya here. Mithya. It must be very, very clear. Otherwise, what happens? Anyonya Aikya Vikshanam. If we don't have this clear, we cannot cognitively differentiate this. What is Satyam, what is Mithya is not very clear. Advaitam being Satyam, Dvaitam being Mithya is not very clear. Then, suppose when Antakalaha, that Beda Buddhihi. Okay? And then what happens? Beda Buddhihi. This perception of duality. An understanding of the duality, we are mistaking the duality as real. That is there, then definitely as long as it is there, there will be samsara continuing. doesn't come to an end. But what happens in his this clear vision of Advaitam being real and Advaitam being mithya, all the wrong notions also resolve. That's what it said here. All the difference, Veda Buddhi, Antakala Veda Buddhi means all the wrong notions, whatever notions a person has been holding on to about the world and the self, they all will resolve when in clear understanding of what is Satyam and what is Mithya. Because now the purpose he is saying, mention the purpose here. Why should we know what is Satyam and what is Mithya? What is the purpose of discovering the reality being non-dual and then duality being Mithya, non-real? See, discovering the reality being non-dual and discovering the fact of the duality which is perceived being not real. What is the purpose here? Ultimate purpose. I'll take you to the verse later on. What is the purpose? What should it result in ultimately? In seeing the reality being non-dual, in seeing the duality which is perceived being not real, mithya, what happens is, you see exactly what I means, what the Jagat means. Therefore, there is no I really, there's no Jagat really. Okay? In seeing the duality being mithya, not real, what we are supposed to see is, there is no I which is really there. There's no Jagat which is really there. That is the most important thing. Okay? In see, not simply saying Jagat is Mithya, Brahman Satyam. The reality is non-reality being non-dual. Sorry, non-duality is real. Non-dual reality is Satyam, we understand. But the duality is perceived as not real means what? The division is not real. Difference is not real. Which means I is not real. The world is not real. See, very difficult to understand, accept the fact I is not real. How can I say that I is not real? You know, this is called what? Losing one's individuality, very frightening. You sound like a mad person. I am not here. You are really, you know, you sound like a mad. I am not here. Means what? And this is really a fact. There is no real I. There is no real world. What is really there is one non-dual reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma, which is receptive. When you say there's no real I, there's no real world, what about the notions we have about the real world and the I? All the views we have about the world are also erroneous. All the views we have about the self also are erroneous. All the errors we have in the views of the world and the self will be corrected. Error correction takes place. Error becomes corrected. That is what is moksha. Okay, error becomes corrected. That is the final result of knowledge. Error in our views get corrected. The error in the perception of the self and the world change. It gets corrected. Therefore, when the error changes, then you don't attain freedom. You only discover freedom which is already there. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.